When President Bush made today's announcement about the U.S. response to the tsunamis, he was flanked by the two men he's appointed to lead a national effort to raise money for the victims, former Presidents George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton.
Both men, both presidents, know the great decency of our people. They bring tremendous leadership experience to this role, and they bring good hearts. I'm grateful to the former presidents, Clinton and Bush, for taking on this important responsibility and for serving our country once again.
President Bush speaking at the White House today. Ron Elving is NPR Senior Washington Editor. Ron, welcome back to Day to Day.
Alex, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. And what is the significance of President Bush's announcement today?
I think the president wants to further highlight the generosity of the United States, both as a government and as a people, in reaction to the tsunami disaster. It's been widely publicized that the initial response of the United States was rather a more measured. A week ago, there was talk of 15 million, then it was 35 million. Of course, our government is now talking about 10 times that much, and the president has repeatedly said that the private contributions will be still greater, and he's highlighting that now by putting it in the hands of our two ex-presidents.
Two of our ex-presidents, one of whom was among those critical voices speaking that Mr. Bush had not acted quickly enough. That was President Clinton speaking earlier in Europe in the early days of this disaster.
Yes, and there was also criticism from some in the United Nations. I think what we have here is a budding competition between the United States and the United Nations to see who, in the eyes of the third world in particular, the Muslim world in particular, is most responsive to this crisis.
Let's move to other goings-on in Washington today and at the White House. The president has invited, what, all of the members of Congress, and I guess quite a lot of the 109th Congress, is actually going to show up today for a meeting there. The president calls this a coming-together meeting.
That's correct, and it's traditional for the president to call everyone to the White House just before they take their oath of office, which is taking place tomorrow, both House and Senate, to welcome the newcomers to Washington and to let everyone know how much he cares about Congress and how much he wants to reach out to them and how much he's counting on them to carry his agenda in the next months, in the next 2 years.
Social Security reform, especially.
Social Security reform may be the most controversial thing the president will be asking for. That's something Democrats look like they're going to resist across the board, and something that not all Republicans are entirely sure they want to be on board for. But the president has been highly effective in getting what he wants in the first 4 years of his presidency, and we'll see how things go now that he's been reelected.
Let me ask you about a story in the House of Representatives this week. That is, they are talking about changes in the ethics panel. And I wonder if this is arousing a lot of comment there in Washington.
This evening there will be a meeting of the House Republican Conference. That's all the members of the Republican Party in the House to talk about several changes, among them changing the chair of the House Ethics Committee, getting rid of Joel Heffley of Colorado, who was running the show last year when that panel three times admonished the House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay, from Texas, leading figure in that body. And he will probably be moving on from that chair and be replaced. They're also talking about loosening the rules with respect to what a member can be disciplined for, whether or not a general rule of good conduct should be applied.
Ron, going over to the Senate side, judicial nominees are expected to be a major issue, and senators may see the first Supreme Court vacancy in 10 years. I wonder how those confirmation debates are going to be seen as they come forward.
Well, we've got already 10 judicial reappointments. These are people at the appeals court level that President Bush wanted in his first term, but was not able to get through the confirmation process during the first term. And, of course, what everyone's anticipating is that Chief Justice William Rehnquist may be retiring in the next weeks or months because he is battling thyroid cancer. He is 80. And if that is the case, and we do have what might be a double fight, we might, for example, elevate one of the members of the current Supreme Court to be the Chief Justice and have a confirmation fight on that, and then also have a confirmation fight on the replacement for whichever justice is being elevated to the Chief's job.
Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor. Happy New Year indeed, Ron.
My pleasure, Alex.